This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
I love Nick. I think a lot of the guys who are in this locker room still feel the same way as I do. It crushed us to see him get injured and have to battle through, and then it happened again. So we want the very best for him. I'm happy to see him still able to play, still able to do his thing. I don't want to see him go back to being the player that he was and have a smile on his face. That was part of my talks with AB a couple months ago, asking the situation with Nick and how that's going to work out and how we can get him back here, because I know he means a lot to the fans, but he means a lot to us as well in the locker room.
Obviously, excited for Nick. I haven't talked to him yet, but reached out to him. You guys know how I feel about him. He's a huge part of our success here, huge part of this franchise. So we wish him luck. It's something that we'll obviously stay in touch with him throughout this year.
The intensity and the urgency just has to take another level. Now, can't expect someone else to do it on any other side of the ball or any other position room. Got to be the leader in the entire team. And that's what's been laid out for me. Like you said, Jimmy said it, Kevin said it, I'll take the reins and I'll be that guy.
This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Will you? Will you be that guy?
Do you think this is kind of humiliating for Miles?
Oh, all right. I didn't know you were going to go that way, but go right on ahead. Let's hear what you got to say.
How many guys in the NFL have been as dominant as Myles Garrett over the last, say, 5 years?
Like one or two.
You would have said like Aaron Donald, but he's gone.
Yeah, he's retired.
Patrick Mahomes. But we don't, I guess, really just defensive players, I guess, would be in the conversation here. Who's been as dominant as this guy, game in and game out?
Very few people.
He hasn't gotten it. Hasn't gotten a real big chance to do it in the playoffs.
Of course.
None of them went to minicamp this week.
Yeah, the ones who have been as dominant did not go to minicamp. So.
Right. So, Cincinnati, Trey Hendrickson, and Pittsburgh, TJ Watt.
Well, there's another guy who hasn't had a chance to be dominant at all, but he didn't go to minicamp. More than about last night, coming up at 6:43 on The Fan. Go right on ahead.
Right, so Myles Garrett is like, hey, when I play, I am incredible. Yeah, people will ask about, are you at this voluntary camp, whatever, which you really didn't get any questions about yesterday. It was more about, hey, you're here. What is it like? What is your role on this team? Are you going to be a leader? The owner said this. So are you establishing that? And I do wonder if, to some extent, Miles, who got paid, it's not about money at this point. He got all the money. Like, that's that, yes, it'll be maybe more than a footnote, but it'll be a note always that he asked for that trade one time with a press release and, 3 weeks worth of doing radio row, including, was it the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
The guys at WIP were doing a chant for him.
Yeah. Pretty big time. That'll always be something referenced. I don't know how big of a talking point it'll be. Maybe if he wins in Cleveland, maybe if they get to a Super Bowl or even win a Super Bowl with the Browns, over the next few years, we'll all laugh at it. I mean, we will, won't we? We would laugh at that. Nobody would care anymore that he did all that. With that said, we don't see them winning the Super Bowl this year. I do wonder if he's up there yesterday having people that look like us ask questions to him, who looks like he does, who's always kind of scantily clad. Boy, between him and Njoku. Yesterday, Njoku came out, and he was just wearing, he looked like a WWE wrestler because he had, like, the ribbons around the biceps.
The tassels hanging out.
He looked
out.
Like the Ultimate Warrior.
And he came out, and I'm not kidding, Kevin, I don't know how you don't look. People say, what are you looking at, Anthony? I'm looking exactly where I wonder if David Njoku wants me to look at. He came out there in less apparel than I wear to bed. And I only wear boxer briefs to bed, and he had less than that.
That's all you wear?
Oh, yeah.
I remember the one day you did it, but I wasn't trying to look over there because I thought it was weird that we were sleeping in the same room, to be honest with you. I was separated like, well, this is really going down.
Separated by not much daylight.
No, because I wear a T-shirt and the whole thing.
I'm going to bed. See you in the morning.
I wear a long T-shirt and nothing underneath like Geppetto. Go ahead. I'm kidding.
So that's between Njoku and Myles Garrett. Very secure in their appearance. And he is getting...
Well, yeah, if you look like that, you wouldn't have a problem with it.
Sure.
I don't look like that, so I have a major league problem with... Not with him doing that, but with me. There's no way. Go ahead.
They're getting peppered by questions, again, from people that look like us. A lot of media wear glasses. A lot of media. We're all aging, not very gracefully. And we're going, what about you being a leader? Can you be a leader? Can you be the guy who does the leading? Can the players take the lead from you? And he's got to be thinking, man, I just go out there and dominate. I'm a football player. That's what I do.
Yeah, but he know, but like, no, he's not stupid. He knows like, that that's am not I leadership.
Gonna am I going to make the court? Hold on.
It's not leadership how we think.
Right, but right, how we think about it in a locker room. I mean, he was getting peppered with questions about Nick Chubb. When did Nick Chubb ever get on top of a table and say, we're going to do it this way. We're going to go this way. I'm going to take it down the field. We're going to win this game. Like, that's not Nick Chubb. And so Myles Garrett is like, I'm still here. By the way, I lobbied for the return of that guy. We'll get to that. And yet the questions are about leadership. Guys, am I going to be the one to tell the quarterback how to complete the passes and to run the offense and to do the 2-minute and to be on top of the offense? And to have all that savvy that, no. So why am I getting asked questions about leadership?
Because he's the highest paid player on the football. Well, he's not. Is he the highest paid player on the football team? I don't know.
He was the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, okay. So I would assume.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know, the other guy
I don't count him.
He watched camp yesterday. He was out
there.
He was in the, looked like the Sith Lord standing there. But he's still
in. Right now,
he still was watching camp yesterday.
Was he on the field or with the VIPs? Because they had a bunch of VIPs up top.
No, he was like in the workout area. Because you shouldn't be out there on the field if you're rehabbing. I'm serious.
Is he peering through the Smith machine?
No, they have like open garage door deals.
Yeah.
That you can stand there and see
gaze
right into where the workout room is. The weight room is, check it out. And then he was able to look out and see that, and then he went right back to working out. You can't have him out there in the field, especially if you're nursing an arm or a leg injury.
That'd be great if Deshaun now, you know, a few years later, did some outreach to the media. Remember, he's blocked, or his team has blocked all the media members. It would be great if Deshaun Watson, to show a different side of Deshaun, came over and stood by the media and watched and tried to tell him, okay, this is what this drill is. Oh, that was a nice throw.
Should do what Trevor Bauer did after he was sent off to Cincinnati. Just show up and have yourself an impromptu press conference.
Districts out there in Berea? They will.
Okay, so Miles is one of the highest paid players, whatever. That's where the leadership begins and ends. Guys, I mean, come on. You talk about, they're killing TJ Watt out there in Pittsburgh about the whole leadership thing. Because, you know, he portrayed himself to be an emotional leader and all that stuff. I never expected, we're 9 years in. I'm sorry, guys. And if these words come back to haunt me, fine. If you're expecting big emotional leadership from Myles Garrett, that's on you anymore. I mean, how many times do we have to say it? And he's flirted with it here and there. I've never said he's never been about, like, the strong emotional leadership thing. He's flirted with it here and there. But remember, guys, this is the same guy who goes, oh, yeah, we got 12 games left to get this thing figured out. We got 11 games left to get this thing figured out. Like, that, it was always like waiting on something else. I take him for what he is. It's not, and I'm not being nasty about it. he's a fantastic player, not a bad guy, but I take him for what he is. As long as he keeps going out there and putting up 14-plus sacks, and I know you brought up the pressures. We can bicker between sacks and pressures. As long as he does all those things, hey, I'm fine. But I don't need to hear the rah-rah stuff from him because he's never been that guy. He's never been that guy. I can't go ripping away because I don't think he's ever really portrayed himself to be that guy. Like, okay, you want to do the other example? That was a story that came out about TJ Watt. Give me the pen. I'll sign, all dramatic. I'll sign for even less. I'm a leader on this team and all that crap that they want to make up out there. And then here he is now. And they're ripping away on the fan over in Pittsburgh. I mean, every host is just teeing off. And they're talking about Jack Sawyer being the future and trading him away. And I go, I don't need to say any of that stuff because I didn't expect any of that stuff from Myles Garrett. So there, it's just the accountability is what? The accountability is go out there and have your sacks. Go out there and do it. I don't know who's going to be the emotional leader in the locker room, if they even really need one, depending on how you guys all see the season playing out here. But no, it's not going to be him, and I don't expect that out of him. So he can say whatever he wants, but for the most part, honestly, for me as a Browns fan, it goes through one ear and out the other. The leadership is what? The leadership is leading the team in sacks. The leadership is getting second and three to third down and 11 because you had a sack because they decided to do play action and you buzzed the tower and got around the corner. And either you got the sack or somebody else was able to get the sack. Like, that's what that, the quote-unquote leadership is.
So why do you think Jimmy Haslam brought the leadership thing up at the owners' meetings?
Because it's what fans want to hear. And when you have one of the highest paid guys out there, you usually want that with it. But it ain't that way. And it ain't going to be that way. And in so many ways, it is what it is. It's what it is. I mean, I'm sorry. If he would have came to, you know, OTAs or whatever and was sitting there yelling about how he was a changed man and all this other stuff, okay, fine. Maybe I'd try to hold him accountable to that level and buy in, but nope. It's okay, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. At least I'm telling myself I'm fine with that, which I guess you can try to dig into my psyche about that, because what do I say to the guy? He's the best defensive player the organization's ever had. All right, that's saying something. He's still one of the best players on defense in the NFL, which makes him one of the best players in the NFL. So what do I say to the guy?
Well, I guess
you don't rah-rah it enough.
I guess
okay, he's one of 53.
All these teams have leadership councils, right? Especially, yes. You hear about that all the time, that we had to buckle down. We had to get, especially in the college programs, they'll say, oh, we had to get the leadership council together on this one. We had to really talk it out. And I always laugh because I'm like, oh, how does that, is it Robert's Rules of Orders? Is it, do you have to have the con? Do you pass it around, whatever that thing is called, before
whoever
you get a chance
to talk? Whoever holds the dog chain gets to talk.
Right? So I think about that. Like, Myles Garrett, after everything you just said, does he look like a fish out of water in those meetings? Or is it somebody who feels like they have to say something?
I don't think he's standing up there cussing everybody out in those meetings. He's not. And you said it yourself, because we got to hold each other accountable. All right, well, if I hold him accountable, does he not get a sacks? He gets a sacks. I could try to make arguments about postseason, but again, I think he would look at you and go, okay, am I supposed to somehow make the quarterbacks who have sucked up the room over the last umpteen years, am I supposed to make them better? Because you said it a moment ago. What does Myles Garrett do if the quarterback's terrible? What does Myles Garrett
what's
do?
What's his leadership do?
What does Myles Garrett do if they change out the entire offense because they are so desperate to make it work out with the $230 million quarterback? What's Myles to do if the offensive line coach decides, you know what, this is a little bit goofy, I'm going to go coach with my son down in Tennessee, and they hire Boobery to replace him? What's Myles Garrett to do? There's not much he can do. So, hey, man, it's not just Myles. And when it's the most important position and you keep playing duck, duck, goose with who's going to start there, you're not going to get much leadership. You're just not. And I think that he probably, sadly, learned that early. Here's Myles Garrett again on being a leader. And remember, he says this, here's the example part of it. Maybe you can take him to task for this. Listen closely.
The intensity and the urgency just has to take another level. Now, can't expect someone else to do it on any other side of the ball or any other position room. Got to be the leader in the entire team. That's what's been laid out for me. You know, Jimmy said it. You know, Kevin said it. And I'll take the reins and I'll be that guy.
So he's going to yell at him? There's going to need a lot of yelling. They have a tough schedule.
Well, especially, yeah, early. I mean, early.
He's the guy that does the speeches now pregame.
Is he?
Is he the guy we get on Inside the NFL every week that comes out and gives them the pep talk?
Who is it normally?
Well, it was Anthony Walker Jr.
And now he lives in Philadelphia.
It was Anthony Walker Jr. Now it's Rodney McLeod. Can they Zoom with Rodney? Or it was Rodney McLeod. Now he's retired,
maybe
obviously.
You can go down there and FaceTime it.
Can they Zoom with Rodney? Do you want to text Rodney and see if he's still willing to do it?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Maybe for a nominal speaking fee?
I was going to say, it's got to be a paid position.
Do they pay you for a TED Talk?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Those got to be what, 18? Do they still do TED Talks?
Oh, yeah. They regionalized them.
Okay.
I think my hometown, Chesterland, had big TED Talk seminar.
And I hate to say this because this is sad. I just always assumed it was going to be after Rodney McLeod. You could see JOK being that guy.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Is it going to be Jordan Hicks? Going to be Jordan Hicks, anybody? Anybody? So I guess it's going to have to be Miles. Unless Mason Graham wants to carry that torch. He's a rookie. So if he wants to go ahead and give the pregame speeches, please, by all means. But that means that people are going to be watching even closer and there better be no plays off. Or there will be criticism then. Like, that is a responsibility, giving them big pregame speeches there. Like, we always say, you don't lie. We made jokes about, why is Jameis Winston giving the pregame speech? He's just going to go stand on the sidelines. Why is Jameis doing that? Why is Jacoby Brissett getting ready to do this when he's just going to go stand on the sidelines in the second half of the season? What are you doing? So, we'll make fun of that. Came to Browns minicamp. Can't say the same for the rest of the AFC North. And, guys, so far, you guys don't want to say this. You guys don't want to believe it. And maybe I'm going to jinx them. But as of right now, June 11th, they're doing this right. What is it? I'll tell you in 5 minutes.
I'm imagining it real well. It's a mentality. It's mental. It's a lot of people in certain situations in their own life that may not be at the forefront that maybe had that at one point in time, but you got to know it's going to be bright days eventually whenever the time comes. So you just always got to be prepared, and you got to mentally take it as just the experience. And anything in life, you got to go through different things so you can understand the message that God's trying to give you. So that's why everything I'm way more grateful for, just to come out here, to be able to throw the ball around and just be able to get on the field. Like, everything off the field, it is what it is, but everybody know when it's time to get on that grass, you know who I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shedeur Sanders.
Like a good smiler when they talk.
Good stuff from Shedeur Sanders.
Do you smile when you talk?
Depends.
He is a... It is ear-to-ear grin.
Show me how. Show the cameras how. I know the people driving can't see it. Show me how. Can I describe you talking and smiling at the same time?
I think you know what a smile looks like. No, do you not?
Show me what a smile is there, Tone.
Like, he has, every time he opens his mouth, like, the media will ask him these same tough questions they would ask to anybody, and he just sits there and has a nice that's smile. Nice.
Well, that's a very nice smile. That was a very nice look he just
all the
gave.
Time. And
very hard for you to
very,
do that.
It is very diffusing, I think, right? How are you gonna have a tough back and forth with somebody when they just have it's very political.
You know what? That's a good point. It can take you off your podium there
disarming.
For a moment. Disarming. Yeah. Thank you very much. Speaking of disarming, the very disarming Quinshon Judkins will join us coming up at 7:02 this morning. I want to ask him what it's like to replace a legend. And how he feels about the pressure of replacing a legend in Nick Chubb in the Browns' backfield. 216-474-0092. I think the Browns, so far, and this could change, but it's only June 11th. I think so far they're handling the Shedeur Sanders stuff the right way.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, I don't.
I didn't think you'd have any big reason to disagree. Well, but I think they're handling it the right way.
My disagreement was, I think they kind of set up both him and Dylan Gabriel up for failure by drafting them in the third and fifth round.
Okay, but overall, however, you're thinking that. Yes.
Everything after that, and at least the guys are saying all the right things, right? And they're not doing anything. They're not leaking anything to the media that would make you presume this is going badly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The circus, really, I mean, there were no national media there yesterday. I do find that interesting when you got people saying this is the biggest story of the NFL offseason. I'm not really buying it. I'm not seeing at this time when we had Johnny Manziel, national media was here. There's none of that. Now, maybe if Shador would have gotten drafted second overall, maybe it's different. I think for a lot of people, well, Shador in the fifth round is out of sight, out of mind.
Mitch had asked us that question in the text thread yesterday, and I think that's where it hits it, is that he's taken so low, is that you can't help but put him to start out fourth on the depth chart. You can't, unless they wouldn't have taken Dillon Gabriel. But because he's taken after Dillon, because he's taken day three, if he were taking number two overall, you know, I think that's a freight train, man. That is something that changes, and maybe he's thrust into the position a lot sooner than what he's ready to do. But it just seems to be, there is definitely, he is the second biggest story in the NFL. The biggest story in the NFL is Aaron Rodgers, and actually he's kind of going down the ladder now because of the, do you think that TJ Watt's a bigger story and his holdout?
I think it's a pretty big story.
Okay,
right
do
now,
you
yeah.
Do you think it's bigger than Shador Sanders? I would say, yes.
Just right now.
As of right now.
Once the preseason games get going, if Shador is out there playing and balling, or I guess if Shador is out there and looks terrible, both of those are kind
of
stories,
one of those two
right?
ways. But like Trey Hendrickson sitting out, Shamar Stewart, who is a guy we were going to talk about in about last night
because
things are not good
yesterday.
In Cincinnati. You know, these are bigger stories in so many ways because I think that you have one day where the first day that cameras were there, he's not throwing with the team. Then today, over the next couple of weeks, today it gets to the point where Joe Flacco's not throwing in team drills. Mm. And it's Kenny Pickett, Dillon Gabriel, Shador Sanders. So there's very little of us to get worked up about and get emotional about. All the emotion, all the hot air has been done with the media. There has been very little that I can say that has pointed. I don't think there's anything that I can point to and say, hey, this is starting to get a little squirrely here. And it's good because there has been times where it's been June and things have gotten a little squirrely with a couple of quarterbacks in the past. With this, I don't think it's that way.
Does it start to become a bigger story when a depth chart gets released, an official depth chart? Because that's when people are actually going to talk. And then the national media are going to are definitely going to take note and say, whoa, really?
If he's listed fourth, then I think my argument becomes a true argument. And I think he's going to be listed at fourth, where I say he's already guaranteed to make the 53-man roster. And when you see him fourth on the depth chart, I think a lot of people are going to ask me if I'm sure about that. I think he'll be fourth on the depth chart to start things off. If he all of a sudden was second on the depth chart, well, now you got yourself a big-time conversation. But I think that he'll be fourth on the depth chart when we start things off. And people may be critical of that and say, well, the Browns, you drafted this guy, he's a star, whatever. They will use the Browns as a vehicle to try to get something going throughout the summer and throughout the early parts of training camp. Eventually, the helmet's got to really be strapped on. The pads got to be strapped on. We're going to be going full tilt. And he's going to have to show that he can handle the offense, handle the players around him. And that's in any setting. Whether he'd be playing with the third team or whether he'd be playing with the ones, you're going to have to show how you can handle an offense to be able to move up that way, to be able to diagnose a defense and handle yourself to be able to move up. That's what he's going to have to prove. So as of right now, there is definitely a lot of hot air on radio, in podcasts, on TV, all that stuff. But within the Browns, no, I don't think it's that way. You got four quarterbacks. They're all saying the right thing so far.
They are.
I haven't heard Deshaun Watson, the fifth quarterback, they're saying the right things about him. So there's really nothing you can get upset about other than you just want a juicier story than what our arguments are. Shedeur Sanders did talk to the media yesterday. He talked about that QB room. Here's what he says about everybody getting along.
It's real fun having those guys in the room, though, because we all are quarterbacks. We all feel similar ways, but nobody always talks about it. So Joe's the old guy in the room. I joke with Joe all the time. Every day I see him. Kenny, he had his experiences throughout his career overall. So then we just share a lot of the same things. And Dylan, of course, we're the same age group. So we just talk about our experiences just in college and everything.
I think that there's nothing that's kind of left unsaid with this or with the quarterback room right now. I think we all kind of know who they are. I know that there was questions before. You remember the Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel quarterback room where a lot of people wanted to make Brian what he wasn't. Including Johnny Manziel wanted to make him what he wasn't, and that ended up being scapegoat for Johnny Manziel, which it really wasn't because you knew he was a clown show from the very... I should have known he was a clown show from the beginning, but he ended up being the clown show that a lot of people thought he was going to be, including you. So that's on Johnny Manziel. The Baker Mayfield one where there was Tyrod Taylor, and we argued about whether or not he was quality enough to start the season or whether or not they should have just put Baker Mayfield out there. And now with this one, hey, there's four of them that are really ready to play at the beginning of this season. So if you have four of these guys, there's going to be different dynamics. And so far, you know, they kind of all know how to handle their business. You know, Dylan Gabriel's been through three different programs in college, kind of knows what it's like to be a professional in so many ways. Kenny Pickett's already been a pro. Joe Flacco's been a pro for a long time. And Shedeur Sanders, there's been a world of pressure on him over these last 4 years, both at Jackson State, taking over quarterback for his dad, where a lot of people were wondering whether or not this guy could be a head coach. And then at Colorado, whether or not they could resurrect a program that was the worst in P5 than to be P4 college football. So they're already well-versed in the pressures that come with the media and quarterback competitions, quote-unquote. I don't think the competition is there for Shedeur Sanders to start the season. I know that some people have said that. I think they're kind of filling time. I feel that you don't feel the same. I feel that you feel the same way about me when it comes to Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. Like, no, they're not competing for day one starter. They're competing to make the active roster, but I think both are safe. I think the other two, there's either a day one starter out of the other two, which this is going to muddy the water. You have a day one starter either between Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, and the other one is cut or traded.
Well, how many examples are there where somebody gets drafted? Now, normally, again, fifth round picks are never in play to start at the beginning of the year.
Unless something terrible happens during training camp.
Yes, and everything will be compared to the Brock Purdy situation now. It's the most recent, and he's been to a Super Bowl. So, you know, there you can't ever say, hey, this can't happen. Like, clearly guys can move up. And we already know, like, again, I'll be surprised if Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett are here. If they're both here by week one, that will surprise me. But if they're both here by week seven, that will really surprise me. You know, it always seemed like one of them was going to get jettisoned if there was an emergency situation elsewhere or whatever. But this has to seem like a gargantuan effort for both Dylan Gabriel and Shador. They've got to be showing up to work every day just thinking, man, what do I have to do to pass up not one of these guys, not two of these guys, but the room?
Yes.
And most rookies don't have... Think of Bo Nix last year. Bo Nix last year, who ended up going where in the draft? Was he...
middle, late first?
12th or whatever? Like, Bo Nix got a chance to start pretty quickly. Like, did Shador or Dylan Gabriel honestly think they've got a shot to start immediately?
No, I don't think either one does. By the way, he was 12th overall. I think you just said that. So you were right about that right off the top of your head. I mean, we've argued about Sean Payton and Bo Nix so much, I'm not surprised. I think that every player, if you've noticed in the open media sessions when there's not been three, every quarterback has had a chance to kind of show in front of the cameras. And we make our own conclusions. We're going to draw our own conclusions because that's part of the fun of talking about football and about talking about the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. But I think that in that essence, they've showed everybody a chance to, they've given everybody a chance to show their wares. They've given everybody a chance to see what they have. And I think that they've handled this so far as of June 11th the right way. That can change week by week by week.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. He couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, it was a tough one last night at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario as the Guardians lost a 1-0 nail-biter to the Cincinnati Reds. The offense couldn't get things going against Andrew Abbott, who pitched a complete game shutout. Now, manager Stephen Vogt, after the Guardians lost yesterday, affirming this is still a good team.
This team is good. We're a very good team. You know, last night was a tough game. We came right back and played a very clean baseball game tonight. And like I said, Abbott was special.
Now, unfortunately for that good team, they've lost 10 out of their last 15 games.
I don't know if it was a nail biter, though. I thought it was
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Laborious. Okay, so it was 1-0, but I don't know if that's a nail-biter.
There were a lot of good defensive plays as well.
He did leave six on base.
Well, they did, obviously. You know, the opportunity that you thought you might have had there in the ninth in a one-run game, unfortunately, doesn't go your way. And it's not like that was a getaway day lineup yesterday for the Guardians.
No, getaway days today.
That was most of the heart and soul of their lineup. Although, would you like to see a little more Manzardo, Kenny, at this point?
I want to see a whole lot of Manzardo at this point.
What is the rationale? Is it a righty-lefty thing?
Question, though, about this. One more thing here. One, I felt bad for Slade Ciccone, who pitched very well.
Yeah.
Perfect through three.
Yes, he was fantastic.
Walks away with nothing.
What was the injury that Lane Thomas is just coming off of? Plantar fasciitis.
Yes.
Best idea to put him in as a pinch runner? And a hush came over the room.
I mean, I imagine...
Answers from anybody in the room. The peanut gallery is closed.
I mean, I imagine they're not going to put him in if he's not... If he's not good to go, right. Like,
oh, it's a
wouldn't they be conferring
doesn't
with
easily
the player?
Go away.
Do you want votes?
Oh, he's
going
to want to play. He's going to want to play. Oh, you have the answer.
Vote. Talk about it yesterday.
All right.
Nolan started versus the starter, and he had seen him twice, so we felt good about Nolan in that situation. Like I said, we don't just look at left, right. We go through all of those scenarios, and you know, Lane is limited in his buildup, so he was tonight. We had very little options with him, so we felt like in that moment, running him for Jonathan Rodriguez and letting Nolan face Abbott a third time was the right move.
They can't run on your hands, so let's see how it goes. A lot of people were asking, and so did myself.
A lot of people were asking questions yesterday over at AFC North Teams mandatory mini camps, including one for the Cincinnati Bengals, Shamar Stewart, currently in a holdout option, as well as Trey Hendrickson is. Stewart had some very interesting comments regarding the Bengals' handling of their contracts.
We all agree Trey will be right, but technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. So, in my case, I'm 100% right, so it should be a no-brainer. In Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer, too. I mean, he led 17.5 sacks for 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that.
This is juicy.
But he was the 17th overall pick.
Yes, he was. He is a guy who, and don't take my word for it, go ask Daniel Jeremiah, go ask Nate Tice, go ask Bucky Brooks, go ask John Middlecoff, go ask any of the guys that do this. He is a guy that wins the drill, but he has not necessarily been the guy who gives you production. He is a physical freak.
Oh, he's a freak.
But he does not give you production on the field, and people watch the tape. It's like, why are you over there when the ball's here? Why are you over here when the ball's there? And when you take a guy like that, that guy needs to be in your system as soon as possible so you can develop that guy as soon as possible. Now, it's June 11th. That's not lost to me. But it's as Bengals get. It is just every single nickel. They are going to fist fight you over it into kingdom come.
What's incredible is you don't see in today's sports, you don't see teams that really put barriers in front of them for being able to compete. And this is one of them. This is honestly why Joe Burrow gets so much credit for taking that team to the Super Bowl right off the bat in his career, because people think like ownership and the confines, the limitations of that team actually openly, actively get in the way of that team being able to get somewhere.
Like if you were Joe Burrow, how frustrated would you be? Like I've done this.
You'd think he'd ask for a trade, honestly.
Joe Burrow talks like a general manager about the salary cap. So you've made your starting quarterback, your franchise quarterback, talk like a capologist. And if you're Joe Burrow, it's like every single year I got to deal with something. Whether it be my veteran wide receivers, then my veteran defensive end, now a rookie. I got to deal with something with all of this. Why? We're supposed to be trying to win.
So
I'm supposed to be in my prime.
It's already
what are we doing?
Really hard to compete against so many other teams in sports that, you know, you're on the same playing field. Imagine if you are not on the same playing field. Imagine if the other team, I guess you see it in baseball, but like in the NBA, you have plenty of owners willing to spend and go into the luxury tax. And in the NBA, you only have so many roster spots. All these NBA teams have the analytics teams, they have the dietitians, they have the trainers, they have the resources. So it's really hard. Imagine if you're the Bengals and every time you step out in the field, other teams just have a built-in advantage.
Now going from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh yesterday, Aaron Rodgers making his first appearance in front of the Pittsburgh press, talking about his decision to remain in the NFL this season.
I don't need it for my ego. I don't need it to keep playing. A lot of decisions that I've made over my career in life, strictly the ego, even if they turn out well, are always unfulfilling. But the decisions made from the soul are usually pretty fulfilling. So this was a decision that was best for my soul. And I felt like being here with Coach T and the guys they got here and the opportunity here was the best for me. And I'm excited to be here.
Wouldn't it be feeding your ego that you can prove that you can still play for another team this season?
Yeah, I think he feeds his ego even without feeding his ego. Also, congratulations on him being married.
Okay, so
got hitched. Congratulations.
I went immediately to, in this day and age, whenever there is anything that can be put on the Instagram, and I know a bunch of women around the men that are in my life that would freak out if there wasn't a birthday post, if there wasn't an acknowledgement of some sort of anything that's happening in life. And she's just cool with this not being talked about. She's just cool with, yeah, my husband keeps it a secret that we're married. Like, nobody's looking at it from her point of view.
I mean, he's not keeping it a secret. He's got the ring on.
Yeah, he's got the ring on. Yeah, it's up to you to ask him.
He's a very public but person, and he's not telling anybody that we're married.
Now I got a reason to argue for Aaron Rodgers.
He's on the cover of magazines.
But if you
he's number one talked about NFL player, what he's doing, what his career move is. Bill Belichick is getting run every single day.
This is the exact thing I think he's trying to avoid.
Yeah. He's trying to avoid. What does she think is what I'm wondering.
I think he's trying to protect her from the media scrutiny. You mentioned Bill Belichick. My God, they can't even breathe without Pablo Torre chasing him down. So I can't imagine what Aaron Rodgers and his new wife would go through.
I don't know a lot of women who'd be cool with this. His
girlfriends have progressively gotten less and less publicized famous over the years, so that might be
that
part
is
of it
true.
I think you agree with Aaron Rodgers here.
I don't know a lot of women that would be cool with their husband keeping their marriage a secret.
I'm more than okay with keeping things private, especially both sides.
There's a difference between private and by the way, he's done. He showed up on McAfee. Was he wearing the ring when he was doing the McAfee interviews?
Now I got to go look. He
was married when he was on McAfee. I'm reading an article
right
now.
So he's done no media.
He talked about on McAfee in April that he was in a serious relationship, but that was it.
Okay.
It's very serious. I can't believe this.
Obviously, they got married.
It's a hell of a tack by you. I like this. This is some strong stuff. I agree with Aaron Rodgers.
I guess that would be cool if there was no expectation of ever acknowledging your relationship or your marriage.
He knows that he is a firebrand, and he knows that there are people who really don't like him and want to discredit him any chance they get in the media. And he has seen what's happened with Belichick. He has seen what happens with others, and he does not want his new wife to have to deal with any of that scrutiny, of which she did not sign up for or nor deserves, maybe, for that matter.
But now she will be under that scrutiny, right?
People are going to find out who she is.
Yeah, it's not like Pablo Torre is going to unleash a 10-part docuseries on who this woman is and what their relationship is and how it came to be and what she's into and what
job
she's
had. Is she in the wife's and girlfriend's suite and everyone goes, who are you?
I think we have a question for the wives later on.
Yeah.
I think we have a question for the ladies.
That's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding, Mitch. Thought-provoking stuff from Mitch, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.